Hey, soon your church is going to likely experience one of its highest attendance Sundays of the year. I'm talking about Mother's Day. We're talking about families coming, unchurched guests. They've all come to honor the woman in their lives. But while the sanctuary feels like a win when it's full, we've got to remember attendance is only the first step. Retention is the goal. We're going to talk about that next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacey and Phil Thompson.
Yeah, my hair look okay? Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 516, and I'm Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacey.
You know, I cut my hair, as I'm sure you were happy with, last month or 2 months ago, but now it's kind of growing out again, and it's just not, I'm not happy with it. So either I need to cut it again or, I don't know, slick it back or something. What do you think I should do?
I don't know. Go back to 1996, was it? Around then or so? That was the shortest it's ever been, right?
96? No. It was long back then.
Oh, yeah? What? Yeah. 97, 98.
You knew me back then.
I did. You're in a video. You're giving me, we had this grand idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was yours or mine, but we would create a video that would show a person walking through the front door on a Sunday morning. This is really a good idea. I mean, I still like the idea. I had the camera in my hand, but you know, I was the guest visitor, and yeah, we did a quick little 2 to 3 minute tour, seeing everything we offered. You know, we went to the kids area, we went to the teens church area, yeah, and then you dumped me off into the worship area where Jeff was leading worship, I think. So kind of gave a taste of what that experience was like, and we made a little video. This was pre-internet. So not sure what we did.
I may have
cut
my hair. I know I did cut my hair sometime around that period of time. It was longer, but I think I did cut my hair back then. It might have been short. Excuse me. It might have been short in that video. It may have been right after I cut it or something. I don't know.
Anyway.
So you and your wife just celebrated 40 years together, or 40 years marriage.
We did.
Yeah.
So 40th wedding anniversary actually isn't until several weeks away, but we scheduled it for April. Yeah, we celebrated it. Yeah. So yes, we almost won the contest, which really surprised me because we went to Hawaii, and we have not been back to Hawaii since our honeymoon, which is where we honeymooned. So it'd been 40 years. And we went to a luau, and they did have the people that have been married the longest stay standing. And there was only one other couple that was married longer than we have.
And oh, really? So, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you almost won the thing. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I've been married now 42 years. No, wait, 44 years, I think. Of course, that's four marriages, but it's not four marriages. It's two marriages. I was married 10 years before, and then I've been married 33 years coming up here in October to my wife now. So
our pastor in California used to always introduce his wife as his first wife.
Yeah.
So he'd always, and this is my first wife, Vicky. Everybody kind of looks at him weird.
I got up one time and told the congregation I'm having an affair with the church secretary, and the church secretary was my wife. So much for jokes. You know, years ago, probably still like this to some denominations, I'm sure. You know, you're better off murdering your wife than divorcing her if you were in ministry, because you could get forgiveness if you murdered her. But if you divorced her, you were kicked out of ministry.
I hadn't heard that one.
I'm being somewhat serious here. We'll see if we get some cards and letters on that. All right. So let's get to what we're going to talk about today. Speaking of marriage, usually ends up motherhood starts or usually happens after marriage, although it does happen before. But we're going to talk about Mother's Day, which is depending on, well, it's not depending. It is May 10th, right? May 10th of this year, 2026.
I was going to ask you, when is it? So.
Yeah. And, you know, I wrote this blog and I don't think I put the date on it. But yeah, May 10th is Mother's Day of this year. So depending on when you're listening to this, you know, you might want to check your calendar. But one of the things, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Mother's Day, historically and statistically, Mother's Day consistently ranks as the third highest attended Sunday of the year, at least for Protestant churches. Did you know that?
I had heard that.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, fathers out there, what the heck, getting a...
Yeah.
And they're probably not even in fourth place, I would think.
Father's Day is Father's Day, I didn't even show up, I don't think, on the scale. I think. Approximately, according to, I don't know what we got here, Lifeway Research, 59% of the pastors identify Mother's Day as one of their highest attended Sundays. It is only the non-religious holidays that consistently rival major theological holidays for pews. I don't know what that means. I'm reading a
stat. It's the only non-religious holiday.
Oh, the only non-religious. Okay.
Yes. Right. Others being Christmas and Easter.
Yeah. Those are religious, I guess, aren't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, Father's Day, only 3% of the pastors rank Father's Day as a high attendance Sunday. That's interesting.
Interesting.
3%. Only 3% of the Protestant pastors rank. I need to repeat that just so everybody gets this. Rank Father's Day as the high attendance Sunday. All right. Well, there you go. I don't know. Maybe all those little dog and pony shows that your pastor does for Father's Day, maybe that pays off. And do you guys have a large turnout of men on Father's Day at a live church?
I don't know the numbers there. We used to do.
Put cars on the stage and engines and motorcycles and all sorts of things on the platform. I remember that. I was there during that.
That era is we don't do that anymore. So I would like to see that again. Cause we would, we'd do car builds and all this stuff, which was really cool. Yeah. I thought we did a whole series where they refurbed this VW Bug and it was on stage. And so they would, I don't know if they probably pulled it down and stuck it in the garage somewhere to refurb it during the week. So you got to see, you know, it was probably a 5 or 6 week process and they had a team of guys that were working on it. So you come back and see what progress they made. And that was a grand idea. So
If you're a guy,
we haven't done that in a few decades.
And maybe it didn't work. Anyhow, I could certainly verify the fact that as a former pastor, you know, Mother's Day was always pretty well attended. So, because moms wanted to go to church. So, what do you want to do for Mother's Day? Now, let's go to church. Yes. All right, whatever. So, she drags everybody to church. All right. So, here's the bottom line. The reason we're bringing all this stuff up is just because, you know, if you're listening to this podcast or watching it and you're in ministry – which I assume you are in some capacity, this is a great opportunity to reach people and not just get them there inside the facility, but also there is a good opportunity, if you do it right, to follow up with these people, these women, these mothers that show up at your church. Well, and so that's an important thing.
Yeah, it is mothers, but the mothers are typically accompanied by their clan. So
what are you saying?
I'm just saying it's not just the mothers. It's everybody that comes and visits. So that's why you have big numbers, right?
So, well, yeah, but okay, whatever. let's argue about that. So I have here a little thing, 5-step follow-up sequence. And this is, you know, because we do streaming video. And by the way, in case I forgot to mention, this podcast is brought to you by streamingchurch.tv. And we obviously specialize in streaming video. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about how you can use video as a great follow-up tool.
Yep. And there's a key stat that you didn't mention here that I read in your notes I really liked. It says that statistics show that only 10 to 20% of first-time guests return without intentional outreach.
Yeah.
And they don't list the stat for those that do have intentional outreach, but I would assume your chances get much better.
Yeah, I've never quite figured out why Calvary Chapel doesn't do follow-up. My wife has been going to a Calvary Chapel. Actually, she quit going because she had surgery on her foot. She probably wants to go again. But some churches don't do any follow-up. And I mean, I'm sure they have their reasons for that. You know, I mean, but I just feel like, you know, you should at least try to do some kind of follow-up maybe, you know. And this guy hasn't even returned her phone calls. Because she was really interested in being part of the music team. Yeah. Huh. You know the church. It's Calvary Christian Center in Tucson, Arizona. Scott Richards Church. It's not Scott. That's I like Scott. I like all those guys. Bo Willett. We've had Bo on the podcast before. But Bo doesn't want to return phone calls. He doesn't return
phone calls. Oh, wow. Because they were – I mean, the whole process, you know, the top of the funnel per se – is someone visiting or near the top of the funnel, someone visiting your church, and you want to move people from visitor to being belonging and so that it just becomes, so they eventually make it to the core of your church. So that's
without, a business model that's been incorporated into ministry. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and so it's surprising that they're not doing that to follow up, because that's the only way to move people from visitor to belonging is to have to start to form some form of a relationship. And it's hard to form a relationship if you aren't communicating.
Yeah. You know, I mean, again, I'm sure there's people listening to this podcast, pastors or whatever, that you guys don't do follow up. Okay. And I'm sure part of the thing is part of the idea is like, well, if God wants them here, he will bring them here. And I don't know, maybe that's right. I mean, Calvary Chapel churches are very successful churches. They have done very well over the years. Now, part of that has to do with Chuck Smith and being on radio. I was in radio, as you know, Christian radio, and we had the Word for Today with Pastor Chuck. And, you know, people recognized him if you listen to Christian radio, and then you try to find a Calvary Chapel in your area, which they grew and stuff and were starting. Actually, he started here in Tucson, believe it or not. It wasn't a Calvary Chapel, but he moved to Costa Mesa, and that's where Calvary Chapel kind of exploded during the 60s and the hippie movement.
He started here? I did not know that.
Tucson. Yep. I interviewed Chuck years ago in the early 80s, and he started in Tucson, Arizona. Mm-hmm. He always makes a joke. He started with, I don't forget what he said. He goes, I think I started with 56 people. He goes, and when I left, we had 52. So he was a great guy. I didn't, you know, I'm not big on his theology and stuff, but again, a really nice guy and a wonderful guy, had a real heart for people. And, you know, so that thing there has some kind of a magnet to it. The Calvary Chapels have stayed in that tradition, at least here in Tucson, as far as having radio. Robert Furrow, a guy who I played basketball with, did a lot of things with myself. He's a senior pastor. He was all over radio here in Tucson with the radio stations. And then Scott Richards, who's Calvary Christian. And then there's some other ones that have popped up. But Scott's church, as you actually visited years ago when you first came here, you know, he's still here and really good people. I don't mean to sound like I'm trashing Calvary Chapels. I probably am, but you know, I know these guys, so I have the license to trash them, but they're, I'm not trashing them. All I'm saying is they don't do follow-up. They don't do follow-up and they still seem to do pretty good. So with that, we're out of time. So anyhow,
you know the saying, right? Says when you're in a hole,
keep digging.
In a hole, stop digging. So All right.
Well, it is funny. It's funny. So, I'm probably undoing everything we're trying to say here, but I still think Calvary Chapels would do better, even better, if they did a little more follow up. So I mean, just think how great they would be if they followed this blog.
There you go. So, right? Yes. So, characteristics of the follow up window. That's the first thing you have on our notes. I think is really good too.
Yeah.
And there's, stats on this as well, here. Right? It's a data consistently shows that the first 24 to 72 hours after the service are the most critical. Right. So your 5 points that you're going to walk through here real quickly is kind of geared for those 24 to 72 hours. So you got to strike while the iron's hot.
And, you really should. Yeah. And if you want to read some of these notes, I don't know how many of them are actually on the blog, but if you go to blog.streamingchurch.tv, you can look at the notes here. So the first one is what we call Immediate Gratitude Monday. So start with a simple, sincere thank you. You know, if you have that, if you have the capacity, a little 30-second smartphone video, if your iPhone or your Android phone, and hey, just put it up in front of your mug here and just have the senior pastor say, hey, thanks for joining us. We sure appreciated you being with us, and we're glad that you came and spent Mother's Day with us.
Yeah.
Not hard to do. Very simple to do.
Yeah, it'll take some time, depending on how many first-time guests you have and how important this is for you. Because if you're doing a 30-second video, you're going to say, hey, Mary, glad you attended this week.
The average church is 70 people in the United States. So, can't be that many. We always have it. You and I were talking before the recording here about how some of these guys that post their stuff on Instagram have, all these people love them and all this. But, the average person on Instagram only gets about 3 likes. And it's me, you, and Mike when I post an Instagram video. So, all right. So, you could do a little video. If you can't do a personalized one, then I don't know. Send one out and attach it to their email.
And our church does a good job, I think, of doing this. But shameless plug, we didn't talk much about it before, but let's get into it from the streaming church side, right? Because if you're a streamingchurch.tv person, you have a feature built into your online system that does all the tracking for you. So it knows who the first time person is. It knows who was there once before. It knows who's there was twice before, because your system will have all that data. So we've created a tool that all you have to do is turn on that will automatically, actually within the hour of attending their first service for the first time follow-up, it will send them a message that is customized by you. So your pastor can customize whatever the message to say, but it will send it to all first-time people, and it'll put their name in, Mary, so glad you were here, da 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 da. And it will automatically send that via email to the people that attended. And that's for first-timers, second-timers, third-timers, as well as those that come and don't come back. We call them non-returners. So, and it times them all out. It tries to take advantage of this window that we have here that we've talked about from the most effective, and it's all just automated. So if you're a streaming church person, go turn it on. Just try it out. You can turn it on, and then you can go edit message if you want. It'll give a default message that's appropriate for each of the visits. It has all your church info in there, so it's all, but you can tailor it to however you want it to do. Anyway, that's shameless plug. You should probably turn that on.
Well, yeah, I think that's good. It's obviously for people watching church online, and for people that come into the building, we're presupposing that you should have some kind of a connection card and hopefully have those people fill that connection card out. So anyhow, yes. All right.
So
I've got issues with my AirPods. So the other one is spiritual reinforcement and video highlights. So this is something also that we have at streamingchurch.tv that people can use. You don't, your sermon is not just one and done. You've got an opportunity to take some video clips from your messages and you know, maybe 60 seconds, maybe 2 minutes, and you can either do it with one of our tools, which is our, what do you call that, a sermon clipper that we have, right? Or you could actually manually do it and make maybe take 60 seconds out of the video, whatever. And you can also send that out as well.
Yep. So these five steps, I have a question for you. So they're kind of geared for, the first one was some immediate gratitude, do that on Monday. The second one, spiritual reinforcement, video highlights, was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is this a recommendation is to do each of these? So the same person's getting something on Monday, then they get something on Tuesday, then they get something Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, I think I would if that's an option. If that's an option, I mean, it's totally inaudible. I mean, you know, you can call from the line of scrimmage. If you don't want to do that, don't. But I think it would be something to try. You could certainly do some of this stuff online too. You could certainly take some of these things we're talking about, like the video highlights, and put them on your website, put them on your social media. But I would do it every day of the week.
Oh, all right, sounds good.
I mean, I'd give it a shot. Why not? I mean, you know, I mean, you can always have something that, if you put it in an email and embed it in an email, you can always have something where people can unsubscribe, I guess, you know, if they don't want it. But I mean, it's better than not doing anything. Unless you're Calvary Chapel, then you don't do anything and everything's fine. People come back. All right. So, yeah. So video highlights again. We're talking here about using some tools that you already have. Okay. Video is one of those things. So Tuesday, Wednesday, you could do something like that. The other one is a practical connection. That's something you could do on Thursday, since, as you so eloquently put it, Mother's Day is a family-centric holiday. And so you can use something, you know, include a link to a video tour of the children's ministry, or maybe a little testimonial from a leader in your women's Bible study group. You know, friendly faces on the video lowers that intimidation factor, right? So something like that would be a nice little tool you could use, you know?
Yes, I do. I remember we were in California, my wife and I had moved there not too well. Anyway, we had just newly married. We found this church. We really liked it. We started coming back. And then one of the people in the church says, Pastor John would like to visit you. And it was kind of a scary thing. You mean he wants to come to my house? And he said, yes, he wants to come to your house. And so there was, the intimidation factor was pretty high, actually. We're like, yeah, we've been here 2 weeks and this guy's going to come, you know, check out my world or something. Anyway, so yes. Yeah.
Hide the beer, the pastor's here.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of that kind of thing. And so it, this point about having somebody from like the women's ministry do the video kind of does lower the, takes some of the edge off of the video and say, hey, is this somebody I can really relate to, as opposed to having the, you know, the senior pastor coming to check you out.
Yeah, yeah. Moving along here, fourth one is what you could do Friday and Friday or Saturday or whatever, the relational encouragement. So this is just a brief word of encouragement. So again, I emphasize here, this isn't a business kind of a deal. It's not a business email. It's really a more of a pastoral one. You know, just maybe short little simple scripture, maybe a link to a recorded prayer, maybe some kind of a song, you know, recorded on from the Sunday stream, you know, something that would encourage the person, somebody, you know, people like to be prayed for. And even if you're not a Christian, my wife does this all the time with people that aren't even Christians. She'll ask if she can pray for them. And they almost always say yes, you know. And so, you know, praying for them, a little prayer, something like that. It's a source of encouragement. It means a lot to people. And it's, again, a way to help bring connection. And, you know, I'm talking here about getting people to come back to your church. But, you know, the bottom line is you want to encourage people. So hopefully they come back. But even if they don't come back, at least they know somebody cared enough to reach out to them. Maybe they'll come back later. I mean, the bottom line is not necessarily getting people there all the time, but it's showing people that you care, that they really are, they're an important person. They're a valuable person out there. And, you know, I one of the things that I think I used to get caught up in, especially in the 90s, I started doing ministry in the 70s, but in the 90s, I got caught up in the numbers game. You know, we want to reach people, got to reach people, you know. And I've kind of begun to realize, you know, it's important to reach people and connect with people, but it's not about the numbers. It's just about encouraging somebody, letting them know they're valuable. And if they go end up going to another church, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's Calvary Chapel's philosophy. I'm going to send this to Bo Willett. I'm going to send it to him. And I'll still be interested to see what he says. All right. Anything else to say about that one, Steve?
No. We're ready for the number five in the five list, right?
What is the fifth one? What is the fifth one?
It's a reinvitation. He says, we'd love to see you tomorrow. Come back to church.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, you know, you have not because you ask not. So, you know, invite people to come, you know, invite people to watch online maybe. You know, maybe they showed up at your facility, but you might want to remind them, hey, we do streaming video. And so we'd love to have you. If you can't come to our facility, if you can't show up in the building, hey, maybe you could watch us online. And so, you know, give them a link or something, help them understand that, you know, again, they matter. And if you can encourage them even online with video, with streaming video, then, you know, do it. You know, give it a shot. I mean, what it can't hurt, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
all right. Okay. So, again, Mother's Day is coming up and opportunities that you could take to reach these people that come into the door. It's the third largest attended event, or third or fourth, right? I forget what my notes say now, but certainly one of the most largest non-religious events, right? So, you know, one of these things is just a good way to connect with people and help them know that God loves them and that you care for them.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a friend that was doing the, what is it called? Secret visitor?
Secret Santa?
Yeah. Not Secret
Santa. Greg Atkinson. Greg Atkinson does it and Jason Moore does it.
Oh yeah,
we've had both those guys on our podcast. We've had Jason do webinars with us. Jason Moore.
Yeah. So I wonder, I assume that process is going to be will include the follow up, right? Not only because all the write ups I see are about, well, nobody greeted me when I came in, and I couldn't find the bathrooms, yeah, and or whatever, and the worship was great, but you know, this lady kicked me in the shin, or you know, whatever. Yeah. They report about the experience of being there, but do they report on, did I get, you know, after I left, what happened? Do you know?
Did they get followed up on? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
good question. Ask Jason or Greg Atkinson, you know,
cause I would
we've
think
had
that,
those guys on.
I would think that information would be as valuable as all the other information, you know, like, after the experience. Like with your wife, nobody called, nobody came. They tried calling and I couldn't get a hold of them and they wouldn't return my calls. You know, that would be really good feedback.
Do you remember when we, we're running out of time here, but I think it's still kind of funny. At a live church, we had a machine that would call people. This was long before these automatic follow-up things. Do you remember? We actually had a machine that we would plug in and it would call people. It would dial them and leave a message.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it dialed people, but it left a message. It would call.
True. Actually, we...
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the features. It was a third-party thing that we integrated into the early MyFlock days. So that, you could go and record a message and it would call and you schedule it for when to want it to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it would just call everybody.
This was a machine. This was a physical machine we had at alivechurch.com. We had a physical machine that we used.
You plugged your phone line into and it would dial. You'd load a bunch of phone numbers in and get your cassette and record the message.
Next time you see Pastor Jeff, ask him about that.
All right.
If you ever see him. I don't know.
I guess I was there after the internet. Approachable. So it was all handled on the internet.
But it would call people. It was. Well, I remember recording a message for it. You know, yeah,
the doing it. We and again, we're running out of time here. But when I was in California, our church that was a smaller church where the pastor came visit our house. Years later, we I guess you bought into a phone campaign. This is back when people had answered the phone, and it was called The Phones for You. And they would dial everybody or give phone numbers for everyone in your neighborhood. And you'd have a bunch of volunteers from the church come and man the phones for 2 hours. And they're just calling in the neighborhood, see who picks up and say, hey, you know, how can we pray for you? I want to invite you to church, you know? And it was pretty novel. I'm not sure how well it worked. I know that there was a lot of people that were manning the phones, were able to minister to people that, you know, they didn't come to church or they weren't going to come to church, but they were in a time in their life where they're like, oh, this random lady called me and wanted to know how I could pray for her. So anyway,
before the days of spam emails or spam phone calls, I guess.
Yes. Is that what you call it? Well, it was probably what led to,
to spam.
Yeah. Cause I guess we were part of it. We were the local church calling our neighbors, inviting them to church.
You know, here's an idea. And, this is actually very serious. And I'm joking about Calvary Chapel here, but Calvary Chapel paid for, there was a little TV show on Friday nights that ran contemporary Christian music videos. And it was, they bought time on one of the local stations here in Tucson, and it was Calvary Chapel. They had a number that would be on the bottom of the screen that they've run on the bottom of the screen of these contemporary Christian music. This is the 1990s, early 90s. And so we had people from their church came down and use our radio station, and we had a bunch of phones in our radio station back then, you know. And so they would be at these different phones at people's desks, and people would call in. People would watch these Christian videos, and they would call the number, and then somebody would pick up the number and talk to the person on the other end, pray with them, minister to them, lead them to the Lord, those kind of things. And that went on for several years, if I remember right.
Huh.
So, hey, it might be an idea you could still do. I mean, if somebody's out there listening, there's probably some type of contemporary Christian music videos out there somewhere. I don't know. Maybe you could buy some time on a local TV station.
Could be.
Yep. Or you could run some videos if you get the copyright permissions on your stream, I guess, and put a phone number down there and then answer the phone. I don't know. But that's... we got off, we're way off track there, but you triggered something in my memory as far as reaching out to people. So there you have it. All right, we're done. We're way out of time here. Spent too much time talking about Calvary Chapel. All right. So if you're not Calvary Chapel and you'd like some help, just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. Will this actually get on the air? Will we actually publish this podcast?
For sure.
But seriously, we have a look. I have a sense of humor here, so if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but got to laugh, right? But we don't take ourselves too seriously. At least I don't. But Steve probably does, but I don't. But we do want to take serious what we have to offer you as streaming video and other things for your church. And so, if you want to reach out to us, support@streamingchurch.tv is the email. And if you want to complain, you can just send it to Phil. Actually, send it to Steve at streamingchurch.tv. But you can always go to streamingchurch.tv and chat with us. And we have Sunday support, live Sunday support. So there you go. All right. We're done here. Enough of this.
All right. Wrap it up.
All right. We're wrapped up. He's Steve Lacy. I'm Phil Thompson. And thank you for spending a little bit of time with us today on the Church Solutions Podcast. Please, please take care of yourself and each other.